From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It appears BP is making progress in efforts to control the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. There's now a cap in place over the well, which is collecting some of the oil. U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen told reporters this morning the device appears to be working with caveats. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
We just heard a briefing from Admiral Thad Allen of the U.S. Coast Guard, and he said that the system for recovering the oil that's spilling from the well at the bottom of the Gulf, it's a cap that's over the top of the well and a pipe that's going up to a drill ship above it, is capturing 6,000 barrels of oil per day. That's the rate it's going now. That's the good news. The bad news is there's still plenty of oil spilling around this cap, and the capacity of the system is not that much greater. So even when they fine-tune the system and get it to full capacity, there's still going to be some oil leaking into the Gulf.
NPR's Joe Palca reporting. President Obama used his weekly address today to reassure residents along the Gulf they will be made whole after the catastrophe. This morning, the president named retired General James Clapper as his new Director of National Intelligence.
He possesses a quality that I value in all my advisors, a willingness to tell leaders what we need to know, even if it's not what we want to hear. And Jim is a forceful champion of his fellow intelligence professionals, never forgetting what it was like to risk his own life during two combat tours during the Vietnam War.
More recently, Clapper was the top intelligence official at the Pentagon. If confirmed, he'll oversee all 16 spy agencies in the U.S., replacing retired Admiral Dennis Blair, who resigned last month after 16 months in the job. The Israeli military intercepted an aid ship heading for Gaza this morning in the most recent attempt to breach the blockade of the coastal strip. Shira Frankel reports from Ashdod.
Israeli Navy commandos boarded the Rachel Corrie ship early this morning without violence, the second seizure of a humanitarian aid ship this week. The ship was attempting to deliver aid, including building supplies and cement, to the blockaded Gaza Strip. Israel says some of those goods could be used for military purposes. On Monday, 9 Turkish nationals were killed and dozens wounded when Israeli commandos intercepted a flotilla of activists. The raid drew international criticism, including calls for the blockade to be lifted. The Rachel Corrie ship was intercepted in international waters off the coast of Gaza, said the Israeli military. The activists agreed to allow Israel to tow the ship to the Israeli port city of Ashdod, where the cargo will be reviewed for potential land transfer to Gaza. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Ashdod.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates said today the U.S. is considering new options to punish North Korea, suspected of sinking a South Korean warship last month, but Gates would not provide details. He spoke today in Singapore to an international security conference. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In recent days, there's been talk that Hungary is close to defaulting on its debts. Steve Beckner of Market News International is covering a meeting of finance officials in South Korea. He says participants are trying to downplay the speculation.
The debt servicing woes of Greece and other southern European nations have forced him to adopt fiscal austerity measures, causing riots and rocking financial markets. So rumors that Hungary might be next on the chopping block were not welcome among G20 finance ministers and central bankers trying to cope with the last financial crisis. But Olli Rehn, European Commissioner for Economic and Monetary Affairs, insisted the rumors are unfounded. He told reporters that Hungary has made serious progress in projecting its public finances over the last several years and is on the way to recovery. He called comparisons between Greece and Hungary unnecessary. Meanwhile, in Budapest, State Secretary Mihály Varga called official comments about Hungary verging on a debt crisis exaggerated and unfortunate. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Busan.
For the third year in a row, an Indian-American student has won the National Spelling Bee. It was Anamika Veramani from North Royalton, Ohio.
Anamika, it is my honor to declare you the champ of the 2010 Scripps National Spelling Bee.
That was Richard Bainey, the president of E.W. Scripps Company. The 14-year-old girl correctly spelled stromer, it's a medical term. She'd like to become a cardiovascular surgeon. Anamika hasn't even started high school yet, but she plans to go to Harvard. She won a trophy and more than $40,000 in cash and prizes. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.